Good morning, you're listening to floridaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest in Bologna, Italy, at the Chersai Show is Ryan Faison, who's a partner with Professional Attention to Tile Installation. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm doing well. I guess I should say buongiorno.
Yeah. Buonasera, actually. It's afternoon now, right? So.
That's right. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, I know you have quite an eye for the whole tile industry. You and your mom have been experts and consultants in the tile industry for many years. And I wanted to ask you, you've walked the show. Talk a little bit about some of the trends you're seeing at this show.
Okay. For trends right now, I mean, tile has always been a fashion industry. The technology is to the point now with digital inkjet technology that they can reproduce effectively any stone, any wood, any textile. And it really is honing into the fashion trends of the day. So I was really surprised. I watched Benjamin Moore's 2012 color forecast. A lot of their colors, a lot of their trending inspirations seemed really bang on for many of the manufacturers. I've never seen more realistic, true representations. Tile is not a faux material anymore. Technology has progressed to a point that it's actually one-upping the real materials that it's representing and offering all the technical benefits of ceramics. So it's really exciting to be at these shows. I love being here.
One of the things you said I got to key in on is it actually outperforms what it emulates. And, you know, people buy these terracotta showers that say they got to have a terracotta shower. And then as they move into the house, the builder tells them that they've got to seal it and they've got to do this and they've got to do that. And actually you can get a terracotta-looking porcelain product that is basically maintenance-free, right?
Well, I mean, you kind of peripherally banged onto something that I've seen being huge at this show is sort of a hearkening back to the handmade styles of products that we're seeing now made with high technology and offering huge performance-based solutions. So, like you say, a handmade terracotta, now they're doing it with dry pressing and inkjet glazing, so you get that natural, spontaneous feel. You actually get the look of a person's hand swiping across that terracotta. And it's a high-performance technical material that's produced with modern processes in the manufacturing. It's really neat to see.
All right, so you and I have been at this show for about a day and a half now, and we've walked around, and we certainly would admit, I think, that we've seen a lot of faux wood. In other words, that's a very popular look right now. You talked about the coloring, and especially with Italy and the way they nail the fashion piece of it. They're dead on with the color forecast, going with a lot of the naturals and grays and taupes. But we're also seeing a lot of thin tile to show, right?
Yeah, we are. Thin tile basically was really made possible by the advent of digital glazing. Because it's so thin, it couldn't take the touch of a normal glazing application. So this boom in digital has led to a huge boom in slim tile. And now we're seeing factories really playing with what they can do with this new slim tile material. There's some factories that are bending and warping and twisting it into anything but a flat piece. So it's kind of ironic that for, you know, the past 50 years, this industry has been focused on providing the flattest, truest material possible. And now they're doing everything they can to warp it and change it so that it's anything but flat on a wall. Which really brings me to the biggest theme, I think, among trends across every manufacturing country, and that's texture. Which, once again, I think is really thanks to digital glazing, because it doesn't have to touch the surface of the material. So they can add as much texture as they want, along with the color, to add a really deep tone that changes as you move around a space.
Actually, I saw in one booth where they are putting pin dots in the tile, and then in the very bottom of the cavity, they're putting a color that you can just barely detect, but it does change the overall hue in the room, right?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, that booth in particular, every single piece from that manufacturer is just a study in texture. I mean, that booth looks like an architect's sketchbook, and each one is a study of a certain texture. That one's pin dots, there's other ones that's folded paper, and various other textures. We're seeing every manufacturer playing in one way or another in their style with texture, and I think it's creating really dynamic product.
Hey Ryan, you wrote an article for us in November, which is the issue that focuses on retail. And I wanted to hit on that while we still have a little time. One of the things that you pointed out, and we got some fan mail from it, was that if you're going to be a retailer and you're going to sell the ceramic tile category, you know, there's certain things you need to do. And I was wondering if you kind of hit on those for us again.
Yeah, I can try. One of the main points of that article was, as a buyer, which Chersai is predominantly a buyer's fair, what you want to do is really look at your target customer and what's their price point. And you want to pick your selection. 70% of your selection of what the stock that you carry throughout the year should be within a dollar or two up or down of that price point. Then you want to pick the pinnacle. And that's sort of your eye candy that draws people into your showrooms that maybe is just outside your customer's price point, but you might be able to upsell them to it. But it definitely brings them in the door. And then the bottom of the pyramid is a broad range of tile that's well below your customer's price point that doesn't offer any specialties like trims that offers you the ability to upsell into your broad range. And those need to be just commodity tile that tend to be used for projects and things like that. So you really should look at what you need to fill out that pyramid before you're coming to buy for one of these shows or talking to a distributor that has come to buy from these shows. Now, the manufacturers are doing some things now that is playing to the economic times that we're in. A lot of manufacturers, again, with digital glazing, it's offering them the ability to create full field size decors that are sold by the square foot rather than the piece, which makes them much more approachable for your clients. So picking up some of those lines can be a really good way to have some eye candy that customers actually are really pleasantly surprised with the price of them when it comes to the end of the specification.
All right, that's great. You hit right on one point I definitely wanted to make, is that many of the people that get into it at retail, they listen to the rep that calls on them, and they bring in as much as that rep wants them to have to sample. And sometimes it's too much clutter. It makes the selection too difficult. And I think your whole pyramid approach is dead on.
Basically, you don't want to smack your customer in the face with 1,000 gray or beige tiles as soon as they walk in the front door, because they easily then are overwhelmed, and usually you'll wind up losing the sale. So look for what your customer looks like and keep your most of your product within that market. Offer them one perfect beige tile, one perfect gray tile, and all the assortments that they need to go with it to specify a successful project.
Another thing you need to probably do, you need to be able to sell the advantage of ceramic or porcelain tile as a category versus other surfaces, right?
Yeah, I think for sure. And I mean, part of that comes to education throughout the industry. I mean, the benefits of ceramic tile across the board are less known than they should be. It makes sense to a customer when you tell them it doesn't absorb odors. It is completely fire resistant. It can't be harmed by water. It's the only thing that's unaffected by UV light. I mean, all of those things are inherent to any ceramic tile that you purchase. So that added value, along with all the new technology that they're doing, antimicrobial glazes, photovoltaics in some exterior tiles, and everything else, just keeps adding value for that consumer. So the more you can educate your customers before you even take them to a tile on the shelf and start looking at product, the better off you are in the long run. You've already won half the battle, because then you start taking that high upfront cost of ceramic tile out of the equation, because you've given them all that added value and they're already thinking about how they can save money with a tile down the road.
Not to mention the life cycle analysis, right?
Yeah. Again, I always feel that it goes without saying, because this is, I mean, I'm a self-proclaimed tile nerd. This is what I live and breathe. So, I mean, for life cycle analysis, that's where upfront cost becomes a complete false economy. When you look at, they say, a 40-year life cycle of a home, when you look at that, and if you look at tile versus almost any other product, when you amortize its cost over a 40-year lifespan, including its replacement and its maintenance, it's actually the least expensive material possible because of its extra long lifespan. So,
all right, Ryan, great to talk to you again. We've been talking to Ryan Faison here in Bologna, Italy, at the Chersai Show, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.